We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This is the RotoWire Fantasy Soccer Show. We're talking Champions League. Champions League is back. Also, we have a new member to this podcast. Jack Burkhart is here, new writer with RotoWire. Jack, welcome in. No pressure to give 100% picks on this slate here.
Thanks, Adam. Well, if you read my Showdown article, you'll notice that I said maybe I don't captain Rashford, and if he scores a brace, I'll take it. But I took it, certainly. But hopefully we'll get some better picks out coming forward, especially for this Champions League slate coming up.
Yeah, this is a lot. This is a tough show. The first Champions League slate, the first main Champions League slate of the season. I mean, there's been, you know, qualification slates and everything, but this is a lot. You go on DraftKings, you start putting in your lineup, and you just look at all the names. They're staring at you. You got Benzema, you got Haaland, you got Messi, you got De Bruyne. You got a lot of guys looking at you. And also, you got no stats here. You got, you click in here and there's no stats. That's one thing that's not helpful. Fortunately, rotowire.com, you can get stats, slash soccer trial, free 10-day trial. And that's one thing I didn't bring up here. Here's a cheat sheet. The cheat sheet is now up. And so while DraftKings does not have stats, you can click on these guys in the cheat sheet and it brings up stats for league play. Obviously, for teams we don't cover, like Shakhtar, like Celtic, like Benfica, Red Bull, we don't have the stats for these teams. But for some guys, at least, you can look back to last season. Otherwise, you're going to have to do a little more digging. So how we start this show is with cash games, but I guess we can read through some odds here. So what stands out here? This is Champions League is a different animal compared to Premier League. We look at the lowest implied goal total. It's 2.89. In a six-game slate, you pretty much never see that. That's almost the max in some Premier League. But we have 2.89 for AC Milan and Red Bull Salzburg. And then we have four matches with an implied goal total over three. What that tells us, there's going to be goals. So what's the first look here? What are your first thoughts just looking at these odds and Benfica having the best odds to win here?
I think the thing that stands out to me is that Paris Saint-Germain is still a massive favorite, 70% to win against Juventus. I mean, I know Max Allegri hasn't done the best job over there if he's still even the manager. Maybe I'm exposing myself a bit there. But it's still a very talented squad, and I know they're at home, but PSG are kind of priced as if they are going to throttle Juventus. And I think that opens up a lot of opportunities elsewhere. If people are going to play Neymar and Messi, maybe these Benfica guys might be a little overlooked. Maybe these RB Leipzig guys are going to be overlooked, but it's going to be very spread out, I think, like five really interesting games. And you can't complain when the lowest total is 2.9 goals. So you can even play this AC Milan game, I think.
Maybe not in cash games, but I mean, yeah, with Champions League, you can pretty much play. I guess that's the strategy. You play whoever you want because there's so many ways to go. It's not like a Manchester City home against Nottingham Forest where you got to jam in Man City guys, or you got it. all the any of these teams could really score five goals. I mean, you know, maybe not AC Milan, I guess. Maybe not Maccabi Haifa. Maybe not Shakhtar. But for the most part, like PSG, sure, they can get five goals against Juve. Benfica, sure, they could. I mean, Leipzig playing high-scoring matches.
Yeah.
Obviously, Manchester City, Real Madrid. So
yeah,
it's like you just got to pick where you want to go and kind of go from there. But to confirm what you said, Allegri is still there. So there you go.
Yeah, much maligned.
As for Juventus, it looks like they're playing all right. They have three draws and they have two home wins. So not anything overly good to start the season. But cash games, there's a lot of things we could do. So I guess the first look here, I mean, obviously we want set pieces and everything, but new signing for Benfica, David Neres, 9,700. And biggest favorite, we looked at their last match. Benfica had 15 corners in their last league match. I don't know if that means anything for this one. Well, maybe. I mean, they are pretty big favorites. But Neres took, what was it, 10 corners. And then
I think João Mário took five corners from the left-hand side. So
okay,
we had a guess. I guess it's Neres on the right, João Mário on the left. But Grimaldo could be involved.
So basically the question is, I think you're going to be spending up on one player, I think, on the slate, at least in cash games. I think because as we look at the lower range, even the mid range, there's a lot of guys that we want. I mean, even if you spend up on one position, it's kind of sketchy elsewhere, but at forward, do you want, it's just so difficult. Do you want Messi? Do you want Messi or David Neres? Like, I think Riyad Mahrez is going to start. Riyad Mahrez at Sevilla, maybe not the best matchup, 8,700. So we got a few questions here. Is our first look just these two high-end guys, and you pick one and hope for the best kind of a thing?
Yeah, it feels weird to be choosing between David Neres and Messi, but that's where we are in this year. But I think you can probably afford – so if Riyad Mahrez starts, I've made some cash lineups that I don't hate – that have Riyad Mahrez and David Neres, or Riyad Mahrez and Messi. I think you can play both without making too many sacrifices. You might have to get into some sketchy options, and if there's a lot of goals, it might be a little tough to keep up. That's kind of the tough thing about cash games on these types of slates. But I am inclined in cash. There's so many good forwards, I'd kind of like to pick two of them above Riyad Mahrez.
Yeah, I mean, Riyad Mahrez, I don't even know if he played over the weekend, but even if he did, so he's already split in set pieces. It's at Sevilla. They are pretty big favorites, Manchester City, but just Sevilla in general, pretty – I guess I haven't been paying too much attention to them this season, but, you know, usually a pretty good defensive team. They just – As I look at their numbers here, they haven't been very good this season. They just gave up three goals against Barcelona at home. There is some Spanish team last season. Was it Sevilla who gave up a ton of goals in league play, but then was awesome in Champions League? It might have been Sevilla. I do think just playing these home teams is probably, I mean, still a better route than looking at like a guy like Mahrez here if you want like one of these high-end guys.
Yeah, probably don't have to prioritize Manchester City when they're on the road. I think they're only the fourth biggest favorite pretty much as well. So that does make sense. Yeah, but it's really tough not to play these Benfica guys. It's such a good spot, and they've been crossing the ball a ton. So I don't know, it's just a ton of floor points, and the game could go nuclear as well. So you want to be part of those goals.
It seems like it's high-end guys who have good odds to score. I mean, Haaland, you got minus 145 goal-scoring odds. Messi is minus 135. Ramos is probably like the central striker there for Benfica. He's minus 115. And Ramos is 8,200. So, I mean,
For the Premier League, these are pretty high goal-scoring odds, but for Champions League, these are actually pretty tame. I mean, sometimes if Lewandowski is playing in some of these previous slates, he'd be like minus 300, minus 400 to score. So there's definitely a lot of options. I'm not afraid of having to play one guy just because, you know, Erling Haaland is not minus 300 to score on this slate. So plenty of options.
Yeah, it's almost like the goal scoring odds for Benfica are kind of tame just because, like, they have their four guys. They play, I believe, a 4-2-3-1, so they got four attacking players. So the odds are kind of spread out a little bit. Also, it's Benfica, so it's not like a team like Erling Haaland here. I mean, these odds at Sevilla, you can see this matchup is more difficult than what Manchester City have had recently. I mean, he's been minus 300. I think he was minus 190 maybe at Aston Villa. I can't remember, on Saturday. But, yeah, these odds are kind of down here for Haaland. So, really, it's not like – this isn't like a Lewandowski slate. This isn't like a minus 300 Haaland slate. We have a wide range of guys just for GPPs and just in general. I think this helps in cash games. So it's not like, okay, I gotta push this guy into my cash lineup because he's favored to score two goals. So I think that that helps us at least.
It does, yeah.
As I say that, I realize I'm looking at the FanDuel cheat sheet, so let me fix this up here. But I was like, $23, that can't be right. All right, here we go. There we go. 10.9K for Haaland. Is that correct? That's not even right. Wait, yeah, it is. Okay.
I think that's correct, yeah.
All right, we're right. And, yeah, so you have some high-end set piece takers, and there are – cheaper ones. There are cheaper ones. We could look at Red Bull Salzburg here. Mm-hmm. Let me look here. The problem with them, they played last season and in Champions League, and they had it changed almost every game in terms of who was taking set pieces. Almost, if I remember correctly, I know Brendan Aaronson was on that team. But I think we could be at a point where it's Seawald and Sucic taking set pieces.
That's what I found as well. I saw Ulmer took some set pieces when Sucic wasn't playing, but that might be looking too much into the forest there.
Yeah, so we got Sucic at 4,800 and Seawald 3,800. Of course, they're both midfielders. I have seen Okafor take some in the past, but he's probably the third option to take corners, and he's 5,600.
Yeah.
I kind of like Jota for Celtic here, 5,200. He's home against Real Madrid, so that's going to turn some people off. I mean, you look at the odds, but Celtic are the fifth biggest underdog here, fifth smallest underdog. So it's not the worst thing. They're at home, and Celtic are a pretty good team, all things considered. And away from home, first match for Real Madrid, like we saw them, they lost to Sheriff, if I'm not mistaken, last season. So are you scared of playing Celtic in cash games? Because I think, you know, 5,200 for, you know, main set piece taker for Celtic is pretty good.
I also think that's pretty good. I'm inclined, you're going to have to spend down maybe once or in the mid-range at least for midfield a couple times. I think Jota is probably one of the best options if he's on set pieces. Celtic have played extremely well at home in the Champions League. So I don't think it's just going to be Real Madrid, you know, pinning them into their own third for the entire game. And Real Madrid are, you know, 60% favorites. So, I mean, Celtic kind of have a chance. They have better odds to win than Juventus in this game. So I think just for the set pieces, you can definitely go there. Although he is the same price as Toni Kroos if he starts. So I don't know if we want to talk about the Real Madrid set piece situation too, but that's in midfield, so maybe we can go there later.
Yeah, just in terms of the 60% win percentage, this is the same percentage that Chelsea had against Southampton, if I'm not mistaken. But then we also have a higher implied goal total. Like Celtic have a 1.12 implied goal total, so it's not like they're in a terrible spot. They're at 0.8 to score kind of thing. I mean, it's more than one, so they're favored to score a goal. Mm-hmm. So it's at least in the realm of possibility. There's a lot of cheaper forwards here, but in terms of cash games, it's not like, as I'm just scrolling through this list, like who stands out? Haziza of Maccabi Haifa here, one of their set piece takers. We'll see.
Get all one corner there. I don't know.
Yeah, it's we just don't know a ton about Maccabi Haifa, so that goes into it. But I mean, you look at their win percentage, 6.33. Before the show, we were talking. I look back. So Maccabi Haifa, they're in Champions League because they eked by a Red Star Belgrade. If we remember, Red Star Belgrade was like the worst team in Champions League last season. Lost 5-0 to Tottenham, Bayern Munich 6-0. They were pretty bad. So Maccabi Haifa is basically on that level. So that's kind of why these odds are like that. This is like a 4-0 kind of match is what these odds are sort of implying a bit. So we could look at Haziza or whoever on Maccabi Haifa. It's like, okay, set piece is 4,300, but two corners. Is that going to be worth it here at 4,300? I mean, maybe.
I think I'd rather just find the salary. If I'm going to pay down at the second forward position, just put in Jota. He should have a few corners. He should be active in the open play, I think. A lot of Celtic enthusiasts in the RotoWire Discord, which you have access to if you're a subscriber. So they were pretty enthusiastic about that as well. I think it's a solid option. I mean, you're not going to feel good spending down on anyone in this slate because that means you're not paying up for someone. But I think he has a decent floor. And, you know, Celtic, odds are they score a goal. So,
mm-hmm.
And he's likely to play part of it.
I'm just diving into Haziza here. He drew 8 fouls in the 2 matches against Belgrade, and I think he missed a PK. So he's on PKs, at least he was. So, I mean, there are some things going for him. It seems like he's a guy that at least draws fouls, so maybe he does have a floor. He's just a player that we haven't – I don't know if you've seen him before, but I've never seen him play, so it's just hard to actually talk about. But, right.
I mean, you have to have the ball to get fouled. So, I mean, Benfica, what are we projecting their possession percentage to be in this game? So, I don't know. You could
75.
Yeah. It just – I would really just rather have Jota playing at home. So, again, just kind of hope Celtic play well. And it looks good to have a Bale out there. So if you're going to play down a little bit in this spot, you kind of want to play a guy who can score a goal, can get an assist. So just in case things get a little crazy, it might nudge you up the cash line and cash games at least.
Well, I think there's 100% chance that things are going to get crazy. So that's the thing with in cash games, like sure, we're going all set piece takers and whatever. Sometimes that works. But when 4 or 5 of these teams are scoring more than 3 goals and you don't get goal scores, that's when you're not going to win any money.
Yeah.
So in tournaments, do we have any favorites here? I mean, we talk a lot about Benfica here, and it seems like they, you know, Neres and those guys are pretty good in cash games and that kind of thing. But is Leipzig going to be popular in tournaments, do you think?
Who? Sorry?
Sorry, is Leipzig going to be popular in terms of, I mean, they're up there with the biggest favorite. Like, how popular are they going to be? How popular is Benfica going to be? I mean, we have PSG at home. We have Manchester City on the slate. It's even Real Madrid, like Benzema. There's going to be people who are just see these names and be like, Haaland, this guy's scoring 3 goals every game. I'm going to plug him in. Benzema, he's awesome. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So even though Benfica, Leipzig are the 2 biggest favorites, I think there's actually – this is actually a ridiculous slate to open Champions League because we don't – it seems like those guys will get tons of looks, but are the 2 biggest favorites going to be underutilized? Is that – you think that's going to happen or
– I don't know. So I felt at least pretty familiar with Benfica just because they made a good run into the Champions League last year. So a lot of these are like familiar names. Maybe they're in slightly different roles though. But I don't know. It's super difficult to click David Neres ahead of Messi. It just feels completely wrong. And are we going to think that the field is going to do that? So I don't know. I don't think I'll be able to project ownership particularly well on this slate. But guys like Nkunku, he's been excellent in Champions League in the past. I think he broke a couple slates last year, if memory serves. So I still think he's going to be a little bit popular. I have this theory that the most expensive person is always unusually popular. This is how I explain away Ivan Toney scoring a brace and bad spots in the Premier League, at least. So
whoa,
I think
whoa, bad spot. Come on, home against Leeds.
Oh, no, I think I was thinking about something last year. It's like, how is Tony 20% owned against, I don't know, in some game with a low total? But, I mean, I think people will play Mbappe. People are going to want to play Haaland. And that's just going to spread things out. And I think that's good for us. And I don't think we have to play these PSG guys. I mean, I have some amount of respect for Juventus. I mean, maybe if they play a little defensively, they probably have to score a brace to really sink you. And they're very expensive. I don't know. It's very difficult for me to play Neymar or Mbappe when I have all these excellent options, like $1,000 cheaper, and salary is going to be a little tight.
Yeah, this back line, I'm just looking at Juve's back line to see them. I mean, they got Ian Bremmer here. They got, looks like they got a couple new guys just because they're, you know, their other center backs were getting kind of old. But yeah, I mean, they still got most of the same midfield, Locatelli, McKennie, and they got the guys up front. But yeah, I mean, I don't think this is, even with PSG, even with Manchester City, I don't think it's like, even Real Madrid, it's not like a slam spot. It's not a smash spot for these teams. I mean, PSG are at home, but you got to think Juve actually at least puts up a fight and they're just not like run off the pitch because.
Yeah, I agree.
It's not like PSG, if I remember correctly, it's not like they completely dominated. Or I mean, they haven't really dominated at Champions League, really. I mean, I remember many slates last season where PSG and were in great situations. We played Messi, and he disappointed a lot of times. So should we play him against Juve? I mean, when we got better options, probably not. But you got to think that these guys are just going to get looks because of who they are. So
yeah. I mean, Messi under 10K, I think he's going to be extremely popular in tournaments, probably even cash games as well, although that's out. It's going to be really difficult to project because there's so many good players. But I mean, if Haaland is twice as utilized as Nkunku, I mean, I would rather just play the guy who's the lowest owned. So I don't know. I guess if you have a feeling that Benfica players are going to be underowned, I think you should just be jamming them into their lineup. But again, they are kind of a familiar team, and Nkunku is pretty, he has broken slates before in Champions League, and I think they were in the Europa League last year too. So I think people are going to be pretty wise to that. So they're not going to be like sneaky plays or anything, but they just might be under-owned because, you know, people are going to be like, I want to play Haaland. I want to play Mbappe. I want to play Messi. So, I mean, even Vinicius as well as a pop guy.
Right. I definitely think Nkunku's not going to be that popular just because he's 10.5K and you have those other guys there. I think that is pretty reasonable. I mean, Nera's probably will be more popular just because he has set pieces. And he's 800 cheaper, so you
got he's playing cash games, he'll be popular in tournaments. Right. Just how people play.
Mm-hmm. So, are you playing Timo Werner? You were talking about Nkunku. If Timo Werner starts, are we getting on the Timo train? Or,
well, I haven't been hurt enough by Timo Werner on Chelsea, so why not? I mean, he's a way to save a little bit of money if you want to sort of change your roster construction up a little bit. I mean, it's the best. It's the best spot in the slate, so I'd be interested in trying out some Timo Werner, just if you want to get a bunch of Red Bull Leipzig pieces. Andre Silva might start for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he's also another good option and not too expensive. He could easily score 2 goals.
Yeah, Leipzig coming off the random 4-0 loss in league play. So we'll be looking to bounce back.
Against Frankfurt, right?
Yep. Yeah, so
maybe Leipzig. So, that might even steer people off Leipzig if they're looking into that. I don't know what people are just looking for familiar names or stuff to say.
So Salzburg, they have a new manager, so I'm not sure they actually play the same as they have in the past. But I'm just looking at some results. It's hard to say. Salzburg in the past, you know, a team that just likes to run, you know, there's always goals involved in their games, but I feel like AC Milan's kind of the opposite of that, which is why that implied goal total is down there. So,
yeah,
I mean, that is a possible pivot if you are familiar with how Salzburg are playing this season, and you think they're going to actually make that a, you know, more of a up and down match, but don't want to like make up something and tell you to play like Giroud or something because there's going to be goals in that match. But
yeah, tough to play Giroux. I mean, Noah Okafor is interesting on Red Bull Salzburg. He's kind of around the same price range as Jota. I mean, you can go there. It's weird. Only 2.9 goals in that game. So maybe if that game probably does project maybe to be the slowest. But Salzburg are at home, so that's kind of a reasonable, cheaper option. What do you think of Dusan Vlahovic? He's a 6.3K for Juventus. I know everything's going against Juventus right now, but if Pair struggle a little bit, that's a cheap goal, and he's a very talented player.
Mm-hmm. I don't hate it. It's 6,300. Just in terms of PSG getting clean sheets, I'm definitely not sold on that. I kind of just because, 6,300, why wouldn't I just do Jota in that spot? Because, it is Celtic, but is Jota's not going to be popular, is he?
I don't think so. It's tough to –
playing against Real Madrid, guys. You don't think people are actually going to look there. I'd assume not, but –
I would assume not.
Yeah. I'd rather play Aziza, actually. I've seen him play. He's awesome.
Go down to Nappy. That does make a lot of sense. It's kind of like one of those middle options. Maybe we want to avoid that.
Okay.
So that's a good point. Yeah.
Midfielders, unless you had any forward thoughts.
Did I have any other forward thoughts? I mean, you said it earlier. You can kind of play whoever you want as long as the guys are cheap enough. I mean, if you believe in Sevilla at home, Rafa Mir is 5.2K, just as cheap as.
Yeah, go for it.
It's like a go for it. I know Luis, who usually does these, he always talks about Rafa Mir, so I feel like we should give him
a 100%.
Yeah, but if any of these forwards are cheap enough, in principle, you can play them, but. Jota is one of these few guys down here who seems to have a floor from what I'm looking at. So he figures to be pretty popular for that reason. But again, it's Celtic, so it depends on how sharp the field is to these things.
Okay. Midfielders, 9,500 on De Bruyne. It's almost the same situation as Messi. It's unless we want two of these high price guys. Just for cash games here. Why would you want De Bruyne? Maybe I shouldn't say why, but De Bruyne over Neres? I don't think that would be the move. The only reason you're playing De Bruyne is if you have two high price guys, right?
Yeah. I don't think it's tough to play De Bruyne in cash this week. He doesn't even have a monopoly on the set pieces. If he's splitting and if Sevilla are playing a little bit defensive, they're on the road. I think it's probably wrong to prioritize that. There's not a lot of really high-priced midfield-only players, if I'm seeing this. I think De Bruyne is probably the most expensive, and then the João Mario at 7.5K. He's probably the next guy I would consider who's midfield-eligible only. But I would rather pay down for João Mario in this spot. He has the similar set, so he'll be taking the left-sided corners, I think, and he'll be in the best game environment. So I'd rather take the salary savings there.
Would you play Neres and Mario together in cash games?
I keep tinkering with my lineup here. I think you can definitely make it fit, though. Then you get all the set pieces, and we were looking into this on Benfica. Benfica have been taking a ton of corners. They'll have all the possession.
Right. I don't know what the deal with Portuguese league is, but I think Benfica are averaging over 10 corners per match, which is an incredible number.
Yeah, that's insane. And maybe it's a little bit of variance, but they're probably always projected to be huge favorites in these league matches. And it's a similar game environment home against Maccabi. So I think I have to keep on tinkering with my construct. You keep on changing forwards and stuff when you're making a cash game lineup. But I think you can definitely play both. Just take all the set pieces. And both, it's not like they're unlikely to score a goal. I think João Mario has four goals in league play so far. And he took a penalty yesterday. So that makes that a really good option as far as midfield only. I'd much rather play him than Kevin De Bruyne in cash.
Right, yeah. I guess we have a 4-5-1 here, Benfica, but I think they've been playing.
I think it's a 4-2-3-1.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, so I mean, really, if they're 4-2-3-1, like you can get those four attacking players. I mean, really, any one of them. I mean, sure, you can get set pieces and whatnot, but like Rafa Silva is still at 7K, and
he's forward eligible too, from what that's worth.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so
Adam, do you think there's a chance that Kevin De Bruyne gets rotated in this fixture at all? Because I'm just scrolling by and I noticed that Ilkay Gundogan, he took a ton of corners for Manchester City when De Bruyne was rotated in the league recently.
There's a chance. I don't think it will be in this first Champions League match. I think he got his rest last week. And I mean, even just with the five subs, it's like, even if you're starting a guy, you can still
take him off at the 60th minute.
Right. You only give him 60 minutes. And I think that's kind of what Pep's doing here with Haaland. I mean, he said a week ago, he's like, yeah, I'm not going to play Haaland twice on a short week. And like, he just did that. I mean, sure, we can't take his word for anything, but just with the five subs thing, I mean, playing 60 minutes is not the same as in the past where you only have three subs and the majority of your players are playing 90 kind of a thing. So
I definitely think,
yeah, so it's not the same in the past. So I think he'll start. I think it'll be, I mean, we've seen pretty strong lineup so far for Manchester City in every league match. I think it's just going to continue unless, you know, injuries start happening, but
yeah.
De Bruyne has at least opened the season healthy, so I think that's at least going in his favor. And probably Pep, I mean, he felt like he could rest him a little bit against Nottingham Forest. So
Yeah, I just want to say it because that's something I noticed. So I didn't play in the midweek. I was in Montana where you can't play. And I did notice Gundogan took seven corners. So that's definitely something that you want to be aware of on the odd chance that there is some rotation. But I do agree 100%. It's probably unlikely on the road.
Yeah, just speaking of Man City, I guess Grealish is back. Is back from his injury, and I guess that's another possibility. But again, we're talking Manchester City at Sevilla. Like, would you want Grealish 6,400? I mean, it's just in this spot where, I mean, why?
it's like why if you want to be disappointed? I think it's just get fouled a couple times. Not take many set pieces. It's just not score any goals.
You mentioned Toni Kroos before. Toni Kroos here.
5,100.
He has a match this season with 13 corners. He would play 10 minutes over the weekend, so you got to think that he's starting.
Yes.
You got to think that Kroos at 5,100 against Celtic is going to be plus 50% in cash games.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to want to save somewhere in midfield, and he's just the best option if he starts and he takes corners. I mean, he is a favorite. We've been talking up Celtic a little bit, but I mean, Real Madrid are big favorites in this game, and he's going to be taking most of the set pieces. I think Modric mostly takes them when Kroos is off the pitch, so I'd probably want, even if I knew he was going to be subbed off at the 70th minute, I think Kroos in cash games is pretty easy to play. But I mean, is he going to be able to get an assist or a goal for you? That's probably a place that you want to consider avoiding that in tournaments, unless you're maybe playing like a Real Madrid center back.
Right. Yeah. Kroos is never like a tournament play, but I mean, at 5.1K, even if you're getting 10 points from him in cash games, that's probably enough. Right.
Lets you spend up elsewhere.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of, he just stands out in this range. I mean, one of the bigger favorites on set pieces. You got to think he's going to be pretty popular. Yes. I mean, otherwise the set piece takers in this range, the underdogs I was looking at earlier, the Maccabi Haifa set piece takers and the Shakhtar set piece takers, I think are down here. So you got
4.2K. Yeah.
Right. So Mudrik may take some set pieces for Shakhtar, 4.2. Sudakov may 3.7K. And then whoever else, some Maccabi Haifa. So you get these guys, I guess it's complete punt, but even then it's like 1,000, it's only 1,000 cheaper than Kroos. So it's not even that big of a advantage there. Like Cherry, 4.1K.
I mean, you can just play Seawald for 3.8K. He's in a better game and they're playing at home at least. So I can play Seawald at 3.8.
Oh, okay, that's who I was looking at earlier. That's right. Okay, yeah. Yeah, Seawald and Suchet are down here. So
yeah, those are probably the best punts in cash games. But, I mean, Seawald, I think he plays like a defensive midfielder role. So if you're playing like multiple like kind of holding midfield type guys, I think that's the absolute wrong way to attack tournaments. And it's even dangerous in cash when there's going to be a ton of goals. I mean, you can make a really nice floor lineup in Champions League and just get crushed if you know, the right spots just go bonkers. So
right.
I don't want to do that too often.
Yeah, Benfica or whoever, you just need goals is what it pretty much comes down to. I'm just looking at the punt, absolute punt defenders, but it's almost just better to – I mean, is there like for tournaments, is there like a punt midfielder here where it actually makes sense where you – I mean, Aaron Moy here, you know, that, is it the Huddersfield favorite here, 3.6K?
Yeah.
I don't think he's actually taken set pieces, but I'm pretty sure I played him a bunch at Huddersfield and he took set pieces. So his leg is getting tired. He can't take corners anymore.
Yeah, you can't really feel good about punting with any of these guys. I mean, maybe if I'm going to punt this, I mean, there's not even many favorites in this.
No.
In this, so maybe if there's a defensive midfield for a massive favorite, maybe they accidentally score a goal and that's fine, but I'd really not rather not punt. If you have to punt once, so be it, you know, if that means that you're paying up twice at forward and those guys crush. But if you start and punt multiple times, I think you're in a dangerous position.
It seems like the range is like in the 5k here for the favored midfielders, maybe more defensive midfielders, like we have Sarabia. He actually started pretty forward for PSG over the weekend, I want to say.
Yeah.
But I mean, you got your usual Rodri at 5.2K.
Yeah, you could.
You got Marco Verratti, 5.5. I mean, I guess Cuadrado. Would we consider Cuadrado 5.9K at PSG? Is the matchup too restrictive here to consider him, or?
I probably would not. I mean, it depends if a Kostic plays too, I guess, because then they would be splitting the set pieces. But I don't know, it's tough to get excited about playing Juventus players in cash games. I guess in tournaments, you know, we talked about Vlahovic. You can play Cuadrado and then Vlahovic.
He hasn't gone more than 77 minutes yet this season. So, okay, I'm off. I was never on him, but no, I'm not going to use Cuadrado after looking at that.
Well, I'm a Tottenham fan, so I can say Eric Lamela at 4.4 in the midfield.
There you go. I mean, if you think about it, I think Sevilla – I wouldn't bet against them not to score. Like Manchester City just have been allowing like counterattacking goals to all these Premier League teams. So I think someone's going to get a goal for Sevilla. So if you can guess the correct Sevilla player that can score, I mean, they're all cheap. So like Papu Gomez is 3.9K. I mean, all these guys are, you know, 5K sub pretty much. So, I mean, for tournaments, obviously this isn't cash game talk, but
no.
I mean, I think Sevilla are going to get at least a goal. I guess that's where I'm coming at. So if you can guess the right one, hey, you can get, you know, a sub 5K goal. There you go. I mean, it's not the worst idea. So,
yeah. Some of these mid-range options, I mean, like, I don't think you can play Verratti in tournaments. I think he's been mostly accruing stats defensively. So it's
Yeah, it seems like we have Mario at 7.5K. We got Cruz down here at 5.1, and that's – you know, that's the cash move at midfield, and you kind of work around that.
There's some interesting options for RB Leipzig sort of in the mid-range, so around like 6,500. You have Danny Olmo if he starts. He's had a couple strong fantasy games for them this season. And then Dominica, I might screw this up, but Szoboszlai as well. If that game projects, if you're going to maybe embrace some uncertainty and pay a little less at midfielder, you might as well play guys who are going to be in a – they're on the team with the implied goal total of 2.4. So if that game has five goals, I wouldn't be surprised if either were involved in them, you know, getting assists or even scoring one.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Defender. I think there's one must. I guess maybe there could be more, but I think in cash games, you want David Rom, correct?
Yes.
6.5K.
I think it's very easy just to play David Rom in cash games and in all of your tournament lineups.
Right. He's basically TAA at 6.5K, right? I mean, what am I missing here?
I think he's allowed to be forward more than TAA because right. I play back three. So,
I mean, I guess you look at his numbers in league play and they're not getting a ton of corners, but you see – the big match he had 12 corners in one match where they're pushing a bunch. And I mean, he's taken half their set pieces. He gets forward. Leipzig are a big favorite. It just seems almost too easy he should be 7.5K.
I'm shocked that he's that cheap in this spot, especially with DraftKings increasing defender prices quite often. I mean, he's just such a good play. He should be extremely high owned, and he's going to be high owned in tournaments and probably under owned still based on his floor ceiling combo. I mean, there's many situations where you probably have to have him in defense if you want to be live for first place. So,
yeah, I believe he takes all left sided set pieces, or at least all left sided corners, and then maybe Nkuku and Szoboszlai split right sided. Can't be certain, but I think that's the case.
Yeah, sometimes Nkuku takes them, sometimes Szoboszlai, but I mean, Raum should be, with half the corners in this game environment, and then his open play value, he's going to be sending in a ton of crosses, very easily see him getting assists, and he could score over 20 points. And I don't know how many other defenders here can kind of match that sort of ceiling.
I mean, I guess you can always get Cancelo to do something big, but this isn't like a heavy defender slate. I mean, we have the Sevilla guys up here in price, a little too high here for Sevilla defenders. I know, Jesus, where am I missing here? Where's crossing Jesus? Not. He's 4.2K though. Oh, okay, there we go.
Yeah, you could play 4.2K and hope he pings some crosses in. But I mean, 5.2K for Alex Telles, this is insanity.
I mean, it is a different formation, but we did see Nico Williams and Renan Lodi for Nottingham Forest in a 6-0 loss actually have a decent floor against Manchester City. So I'm not saying it's impossible, but if Navas starts at 4.2K, it's not worst idea.
Yeah, and if you kind of look into it, Sevilla does run a ton of crosses through its fullbacks. So
right. I mean, that's how they play.
In tournaments, we talked about Sevilla. If you think they're going to score a goal, why not throw in Jesus Navas? Pings in a set piece to Rafa Mir.
There you go. That's our strategy. Stack Sevilla. There you go.
You heard it here first.
But the other cash defender, we got Grimaldo. Maybe he'll take a corner or two. 6K. We have Gilberto on the other side, 5.4K. I felt like last season it was like, why are we paying up for Grimaldo when we have Gilberto, who's kind of the same? So I feel like why not just do Rom and Gilberto at 5.4K? It seems fairly easy in cash games, unless I'm overlooking something. But were you looking at the Benfica fullbacks there?
Yeah, I was. Earlier, I was way more enthusiastic about Grimaldo, but I overestimated his role on set pieces. I mean, it still should be a really good spot, but I mean, I agree. I mean, just you can save a little bit for Gilberto. They're going to just on the other side of the pitch and hope you end up right there. So yeah, that would be, if you want to spend above 5K twice at defender, I think that would definitely be the way to play it. I guess it depends on the rest of your lineup. If you can afford Grimaldo, I guess that's a little bit better. But no reason to prioritize Grimaldo over Gilberto. I agree. What do you think of Nuno Mendes if he starts? It looks like PSG have been playing with a back three, and he's at 4.5K. I know some of these like PSG fullbacks or wingbacks, they haven't – I don't know. I've been disappointed a lot by Hakimi, but 4.5K, it seems like a slight misprice if he starts there.
It seems like a good idea, but for some reason, I mean, you just look at his numbers. He has four crosses and five starts as a left wing back in France. And, you know, this is a tougher matchup. Like, look how many goals they've scored. And so it just appears like they're just not, you know, they're playing through Messi in the midfield. They're playing through Neymar. It's like the opposite of Sevilla, kind of. Or the opposite of, I get whatever. I was going to say Nottingham Forest, but that's... But just like, so, you know, 3-4-2-1 or whatever they play, team that just plays through the middle. I feel like usually like the teams with, you know, three center backs, I get opposite of Chelsea, I guess we can say that, to where there you always want to play the wing backs, but here it doesn't look like you actually do want to play their wing backs. I guess for tournaments, maybe not for cash games, but tournaments, just obviously, why not? So
I would probably prefer one of the Benfica fullbacks there, but I mean, how is Hakimi 1.8K more than Nuno Mendes? I don't get it, but
Hakimi is at unclear pricing, and I guess that's the tournament move because no one's going to play him at 6.2K.
Well,
if he starts, I guess. Yeah, so I mean, the cash move is pretty simple. Do we want to play three defenders? Is this a three defender slate, or are we just thinking too much about this in terms of like, this is Champions League, you probably, you know, don't want to spend 5K plus on three defenders, or maybe we do. I mean, Grimaldo and Gilberto could both get a 10-point floor, Rom could get a 10-point floor, and they, I mean, technically they could all get in the clean or on the score sheet just because of such favorable matchups they're in. So
yeah. Go
ahead.
One cheaper defender that kind of sticks out. So if he starts at left back, so you have to check the formation, David Alaba is 3.9K. That's at least somewhat interesting for me. And if he's playing left back, he'll get a bit forward. So if you need to save salary at second defender, I think that's fine.
I think if for some reason Modric and Kroos are out late, he may get a set piece. Okay, well, actually, he hasn't taken any corners, but he takes free kicks. So he actually has three free kick shots and crosses on the season. So, you know, that's something that, you know, most defenders can't say. So that is definitely worth a look, I mean, especially for the price. So
yeah, I mean, would you rather, let's just say you have 4K left in the utility spot, would you rather play David Alaba or would you rather play Nicholas Seawald or something like this? I don't know.
Let's just look in this 4K range because I assume people are going to be stuck here in utility. So, like, is there like goal scorers in this range that we can get? I mean, what do we have? Haziza? We keep coming back to him.
I mean, if you like Celtic, they have some – their fullbacks had a good game against Rangers recently. I mean, I think one of them is at 3.1K. Which one here?
Yeah, Juranovic is – I definitely played him. I believe he played on the Croatian national team. I believe I played him in the Euros last season or last year.
Yeah.
If I remember correctly. Where am I looking at? Well, I guess we're not even projecting him to start, but yeah, Bernabei. Wait, this guy named Bernabei is playing Real Madrid? That's interesting. Okay. And then they got
Ross Kate as well.
Yeah, I mean, at home, it's why not? I guess if you want to punt a defender, I mean, like we said, like I wouldn't say the Benfica guys are musts at defense, the same as Rom. They're pretty close to a must in cash games, but if you don't want to do that route, I mean, you could go Celtic here. It's not the worst area, and then I mean, the best clean sheet percentage, I guess, is Benfica. So. Do you want to play center back? Probably not.
The only time I'll play a center back in this situation is if I kind of have his set piece taker on the team. That way, you know, the oddball goal, at least I'm likely to get the goal and assist compared to other things. But I really would rather. Yeah, sorry.
You basically want a 6'5" guy who actually gets forward on set pieces. That's pretty much the only reason you play a center back here, because in Champions League, you don't really play a center back for a clean sheet, because that 5 points is enough. You need a goal. Like,
well, 6'5", we need a Shane Duffy. That's who we need.
Right. We need Shane Duffy in Champions League. That's what we're missing. Fulham are a ways off right now, so fortunately. But
yeah. I don't know. Like, I could see myself throwing in Jesus Navas. Doesn't feel great. I mean, I probably just do want to spend – I mean, this is one of my questions going into the slate. Do I want to spend up twice at defender and just hope I can kind of blow the competition away from there, get enough goals and contributions elsewhere? I mean, I just feel better maybe rearranging things so I could get João Cancelo. I mean, even Theo Hernandez takes penalties for AC Milan. I mean, he's probably too expensive even though he has that role. But at least there is that kind of upside if you can kind of go up from like the – 4,000 range to the 5,000 range.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think Cancelo would be overly popular at 5.8K.
Definitely, not with his current form.
Right. Yeah, he is coming off a good match, but yeah, just at Sevilla, when you have these other guys, I think it'll be a reasonable tournament play. And like you said, Hernandez, PK taker, why not? It's like Jorginho, but he's a fullback, so.
Yeah. So you get the clean sheet too. All
right. Goalkeeper, you know, play whoever you want. We got the Benfica have the best clean sheet odds at 49%. That's pretty good. It's still 5,900. Yeah, I'm not sure you need it, especially for cash games. How are you spending down? Where are you spending down? Like, are you spending down at, I guess you got Cruz in there. Maybe that helps a little bit. And you got Jota or something at forward, but I mean, even then, can you even fit Vlachodimos in here? Do you have a favorite here? I don't really care. I plug Cone into mine. Cone.
I also plug cheap. Cone okay. in. Yeah, I mean, I just looked. I scrolled down, which is the least terrifying goalkeeper to play, and I decided on Cone. And I mean, you said you can play whoever you want, but you're making some serious sacrifices to go all the way up to Vlachodimos. You're probably gonna have to punt even more, and I feel like that's just a mistake. I mean, and then I guess you could in principle pay all the way down for some of these guys, but that's terrifying in some of these matchups. I mean,
I pulled up again, I mentioned, you know, Salzburg has a new manager, but last season Salzburg only, they didn't allow more than two goals in any group stage match. They actually allowed one goal or fewer in five of their group stage matches. So it's not like this is like, you know, I don't know, just a terrible team. Like, they still have like quality guys. They have pretty much the same squad as last season for the most part.
Projected matchup. And
right. It's not like Olivier Giroud is scoring hat tricks every match. So.
Well, you just spoke it into existence right there.
So. All right. Well, sorry. Sorry, everyone. Yeah, like you said, it's terrifying playing these. You think you have a 50-50 chance with these cheap goalkeepers. They're either going to allow five goals and make two saves, or they're going to allow four goals and make eight saves. So obviously you want the eight saves, but it's 50-50, and you just got to be comfortable when you get a negative six from them. So,
yeah. I mean, in tournaments, go ahead. I mean, if you can get 10 points out of one of these goalkeepers, that's really cheap, and you can use the salary elsewhere. That's something I'm way more comfortable. I'm way more comfortable taking a minus eight in a GPP, because at least I can tell my talk about the expected value I got out of that. But I think Cone's probably going to be popular at goalkeeper, actually. So maybe you kind of want to change things up a little bit in tournaments. It kind of feels gross playing when a goalkeeper is high owned on a six game slate. But I mean, there's really, it's tough to say anything more about it. I mean, I think you want to play defenders that are going to attack. So you don't really even need to correlate. I guess if you're punting that center back, you can correlate for the clean sheet, but I don't even know if that's the best strategy there either.
Probably not. I'll say I like Segrist here for Celtic, 3.9K. Real Madrid, I mean, I said it earlier about how, you know, that match against Sheriff last season, and they're not the same kind of team as, I don't know, it's just, I mean, we saw them in the route to the Champions League last season. It was like it was more defensive than a lot of these teams. And sure, they're obviously a better team than Celtic. They got more skilled players, but this is a big game for Celtic. Like, they're back in Champions League. Like, they're home against Real Madrid. They're going to be juiced up for this game under the lights and everything. It's going to be a pretty big match for them. And I think like they have the guys to put up an actual fight. So I'll just say Segrist here. I'd say he's least likely to have like a negative six of these cheaper guys. Obviously he's also more expensive than all of them, but not by too much.
You get the 4,000 for, yeah, that's not so bad. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't want to go down to Sevilla. And then, I mean, then you're looking at Shakhtar. I mean, maybe you could play Chesney for Juventus, but I don't know. I'd rather. Yeah, I guess if you're not playing any PSG players, I mean, go ahead, play Chesney and hope.
Right.
It's a bunch of saves, but.
All right, so that's it. We talked every position, and I don't know. We probably didn't even mention half the players because there's so many players here. I mean, I did mention Aaron Moy, so I think we covered a lot of bases.
We hit pretty deep if we're going to Aaron Moy.
You had to get a shout out, but for tournaments, we kind of mentioned it early on, but what is it like your favorite move for tournaments? Is it based off of just, we think that like PSG, Man City, Real Madrid, like those guys are going to be fairly popular. So we go other places, or do we go with the Giants, or what do you think?
I think in tournaments, it depends when the lineups come out. I'm going to be looking to see, you know, what kind of lineups can I make that has as many Benfica players as possible, as many RB Leipzig players, because if they are going to be, you know, not as chalky as the other more, you know, name brand teams and players, I mean, those games could go nuclear and you could grab a bunch of goals there. So if you can play three or four of those guys, that's a nice direction in tournaments. I'm just mostly going to be looking to, like, can I make sure I don't play Toni Kroos, like that type of player in tournaments, because you're going to need you're most likely going to need a ton of points to bag a GPP with, this type of setup. I don't know. What's your favorite move? Who do you like? We'll make Jordan mad and talk about who we like.
Do I know these players? Do I know them personally?
Would I invite them to my house?
I think we're maybe, because we're on the same page, I mean, it's like the public move. Is that how it goes? No, I do like the Benfica and Leipzig route. I mean, it's just hard not to like Benfica in this matchup where they're such big favorites. Like, when you see this, and then like even the goal odds aren't that big, but like they're such big favorites, it just seems like the goal odds are off. Yeah, like you said, try and stay away from the central midfielders in tournaments because you need goals. This isn't Premier League. Like, you don't want to play Tchouaméni here for Real Madrid just because he's on Real Madrid. Even like a Modric and like you said, Kroos, like,
yeah,
it's, you don't really want to do that in Champions League. But yeah, I mean, I don't hate going with like just like going with one of these Sevilla guys and, you know, hope for the best here at 4K.
I think the price is right. I mean, you can play some expensive players and then maybe try to get the goal and assist in the Celtic game or the Sevilla game. It's completely reasonable.
Yeah, because, I mean, those guys are going to be, you know, sub 5% probably. So,
yeah. I mean, that's huge. If you can get if Jota takes a few corners and he gets a goal, I mean, at 5%, you're going to be flying up the leaderboard. Mm-hmm. And you have a lot of salary to use elsewhere. So, I definitely think the payoffs are right for those situations.
Yeah. Who do you think is going to be more popular between Messi, Neymar, and Mbappe?
I think Messi's going to be most popular. He's under 10K. So, I mean, it's very psychologically difficult not just to press that. But
I just realized Neymar is 11.1. Okay. So, yeah, he's not going to be that popular. Wasn't it the opposite last year? I feel like Neymar was always cheaper by inexplicable amounts, but now he's 11.1K. So, all right.
Yeah, now Messi has higher goal odds, I think. I think Messi's like minus 135.
Yeah, he's second on the slate.
They have like the same set piece roll too. So riddle me that. I don't know how DraftKings came up with those prices exactly, but
yeah, we never know. They got their formulas.
Yeah.
We've been talking Leipzig, but Forsberg, there's a chance he actually starts. He's only 6.5K midfield only, but he came on for Danny Olmo over the weekend, who got hurt in the first half. So, I mean, there's a cheaper guy that could be starting for Leipzig.
Oh, I had mentioned Danny Olmo, but is he definitely out?
No, we don't know. We'll get press conferences Monday for these.
Yeah.
Yeah, we haven't heard anything since that. But, yeah, I think we're good. It's just, you know, play who you want.
Play whoever you want.
Pick the teams that you like. Pick a couple teams that you like and go in that direction. And then hope for the best. Just don't pick, like, all the popular guys and hope to win. Goals and go for whatever, 10K. Is that what the max is? 10K in the main competition? There you go.
Yeah, I mean, just embrace the volatility, I think.
I mean, embrace it.
These things can feel bad when you're wrecked, but.
All right, that's all we got. As I was saying, cheat sheet, we don't have the stats on it yet because these teams have not played in Champions League yet. But just click on these players. You can get stats for the most part. For the teams we cover. And like I said, if you want to click on Nkuku here, you can go right in to his player game log. Not only do we get full season stats of him, look at this. Look what he did last season. 20 goals, 13 assists in league play, 7 Champions League goals in 6 appearances, 4 Europa League goals in 6 appearances. He already has 4 goals this season. As we said, he could come out and smash. He already has a brace this season. He had 31 fantasy points against Wolfsburg. But, yeah, you can do this with all the players on the slate. You can click right into them. You can check out what they've been doing.
Outside of the team. He just inflated his ownership 10% with this advertisement.
Nah, it's not. People ignore us. They'll watch us and they'll ignore us. I'm not worried about it.
Please do.
All right, Jack, thanks for coming out for your debut show. You can find him at Jack Burkhart, but he doesn't spend too much time on Twitter. You can find him on Discord if you want to talk to him, though. So we're all in the Discord, rotowire.com/Discord. You can get in there once you have a subscription to us. But, Jack, thanks for coming on. Sunday night, Luis will be on our next show. It's just, you know, Labor Day weekend, so we had to mix some things up. We had to change the schedule a bit, but we still got the show. We got it up before Labor Day. So you're welcome, I guess. This is a show for the people, by the people. But Jack, thanks for coming on, and we'll see you later.
See you.